your Christian Voice News, your global link.
UPND urges members to refrain from unauthorized campaigns. Energy expert backs president's call for alternative energy adoption. And Malawi police arrest 8 for alleged election fraud. With the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has urged its members to desist from any unauthorized campaigning in areas where the party holds elected office, including constituencies represented by UPND members of parliament, MPs, mayors, council chairpersons, and councillors. In a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today, UPND Secretary General Batuke Imenda says this move is part of the party's mandate to foster unity, strengthen cohesion, and allow elected officials to deliver the UPND's development agenda without unnecessary disruption. Mr. Imenda cautioned that any aspiring candidate found in breach of this directive will face punitive measures in accordance with the UPND's disciplinary regulations. He has advised all media houses not to quote aspiring candidates or party members on campaign-related matters in the name of the UPND, as the party has not issued any official position regarding individual aspirations. Mr. Imenda reiterated the party's commitment to contributing positively towards the mission of delivering development to the people of Zambia. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACIES, says the government should allocate at least 1.5 billion kwacha towards the education sector. The Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Msokotwane, is expected to present a national budget in Parliament on Friday, 26th September 2025. In a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today, NACIES Executive Director Aaron Chansa is of the view that failure to prioritize education funding in 2026 will prolong the stalling of infrastructure projects, including student hostels at public universities. Dr. Chansa also stressed the urgent need to recruit at least 10,000 teachers in 2026, a move he describes would improve staffing levels, particularly in rural schools. For years, the government has promised to upgrade teachers' salary scales, yet this commitment remains unfulfilled, contrary to expectations, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa has since advised the government to allocate not less than 20% of the national budget to the education sector.
And with the shortage of teachers, in excess of 65,000 teachers in public schools, we expect that the government is going to recruit not less than 10,000 teachers in 2026, so that we can see significant improvements in staffing levels, particularly in rural schools.
Energy expert Leonard Sepe has expressed his support behind President Hakainde Hichilema's recent appeal for citizens and businesses to explore alternative energy sources such as solar and biomass as part of efforts to reduce pressure on the national grid and promote energy self-reliance. Speaking in an interview with RSV News, Mr. Sepe emphasized the critical role that renewable energy can play in ensuring energy security and sustainability for the country. He commended the president's call as timely and necessary, noting that a shift towards decentralized energy solutions will not only improve household and business resilience, but also help drive innovation and green development. Adopting solar, other renewable solutions is no longer just an option, but a necessity, as this approach will empower families and businesses to become energy independent while easing the burden on our national infrastructure, said Mr. Sepe. Mr. Sepe has since encouraged the public to think creatively and embrace technological advancements that can be implemented even at the household level.
And all citizens, like what the president indicated, especially those with the means to explore and adopt alternative energy sources such as solar, biogas, as well as energy efficient technologies. Now, these solutions not only reduce pressure on the national grid, but also empower households and the businesses to become more self-reliant. So all of us are basically encouraged to embrace innovation at home
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has urged the government to prioritize the health sector by increasing the budget allocation from 10.7% to 15%, even as the Minister of Finance presents the national budget to Parliament on 26th of September 2025. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka, MQHZ Director General Queen Smamu noted that the health sector is facing challenges that require urgent attention and investments to ensure the delivery of quality healthcare services to the Zambian people. Dr. Mwamu cited the recent reduction in support from key international partners, such as the United States cutting $50 million in aid, has further strained the sector. These developments have created a substantial funding gap that threatens the continuity of essential health services, stated Dr. Mwamu. Dr. Mwamu has expressed concern that without adequate funding, the gains made in the fight against HIV and AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis and other diseases may be reversed, leading to increased morbidity and mortality rates. He has therefore called on the government to allocate at least 15% of the national budget to the health sector, prioritizing critical areas that have been severely impacted by inadequate funding.
Notably, the United Kingdom has reduced funding to Zambian health sector, while the United States has cut $50 million in aid to the sector. Additionally, UNAIDS has scaled back its presence in Zambia, reducing the operational capacity in the country. This development has created a substantial funding gap that threatens the continuity of essential health services in our country.
In African news, police in Malawi have arrested 8 people for alleged electoral fraud as the country waits for the final results of Tuesday's general election. Inspector General Melin Yolamu said the suspects, who were working as data entry clerks, had been trying to manipulate the figures. Malawi's 2019 election was marred by controversy when the highest court annulled then-President Peter Mutharika's victory, citing widespread irregularities. As a result, Malawi's Electoral Commission is on high alert for any potential issues. Coming up shortly, UK Prime Minister set to announce UK recognition of Palestinian state. This and more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Sir Keir Starmer is expected to announce the UK's recognition of a Palestinian state in a statement on Sunday afternoon. The Prime Minister said in July that the UK would shift its position unless Israel met several conditions, including agreeing to a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and committing to a long-term peace process leading to a Palestinian state coexisting alongside Israel. The Israeli leadership has ruled this out since the start of the war, following Hamas' attack in southern Israel on 7 October 2023, in which 1,200 people were killed and 251 taken hostage. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines.